Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 155. A few quick announcements before we get into this episode. If you're listening to this on audio, take a moment, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and review. It takes you just a couple of seconds and it helps us out a whole lot, helps us get in front of more people. And if you do that, I will send you a free training on finding and analyzing properties. Just email me a screenshot of your review and I'll respond with that link. And my email is in the show notes. Very excited about this episode today. This will be a solo episode with me. And there's a really, really interesting article I found on CNBC about the top 5 markets where rents have increased on single family homes and the top 5 markets where they've decreased. So definitely looking forward to getting into that. And as you all know, I always talk about staying on top of trends, doing your research and things of that nature. So the way this will go is I'll talk through the cities, I'll talk through the prices and all that stuff. And then I'll give a recap. I'll give my opinion on everything and what it means for you as an investor. On this show, we always think about things from the investor standpoint. And so that's going to be the lens through which we go about this thing. All right. So just to set the table, at the end of 2022, the median US rent. So I've said this a couple of times, but median does not mean average. The average is you take, let's say, a set of 5 numbers, you add them up, you divide them by 5. That is the average. The median is the middle number in a data set. So if there are 5 numbers, the third number is the median. So important distinction, the median is not average. So the numbers we'll talk about in this episode are the median. So something that you want to keep in mind. So at the end of 2022, the median US rent was $2,305, which was 5% higher than a year earlier. And so that is important context. And the second piece is that compared to the first half of 2022, the median rent declined by almost 6%. This is nationally. So interesting information. That was at the beginning of the article. I thought it was something good to share. So we'll jump right into the 5 markets with the largest annual rent increase. So the first is Indianapolis. The Indianapolis area, the median rent in 2021 was $1,300. And this is on single family homes. The median rent was $1,300. And the median rent at the end of 2022 was $1,700. So it went up by $400, which is about a 30% increase. So Indianapolis area was number one. The next is Charleston, South Carolina. So Charleston, South Carolina, the median rent at the end of 2021 was $2,195. At the end of 2022, it was $2,750. So it went up quite a bit, $500 or so, I think $555. And percentage-wise, that's a 25% increase. The next up is the New Haven, Connecticut area, which was at the end of 2021, $2,250. And at the end of 2022, $2,800, which was a 24.4% increase. And fourth is Naples, Florida area. So the median rent at the end of 2021 was $5,200. That is quite high. And the median rent at the end of 2022 was $6,448. So that was a 24% increase. And lastly is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So that area, the median rent at the end of 2021 was $1,520. And at the end of 2022 was $1,872. So what's interesting about this is it's not necessarily a region-specific thing. So Indianapolis obviously is in the Midwest. South Carolina is in the South, Connecticut is in the Northeast, Florida is in the South, and Pittsburgh is in the Northeast. So I think it's interesting how, you know, well, it's on the East, of course, the Eastern part of the United States. None of the top 5 cities were on the West Coast. So that was pretty interesting. So we'll talk about the 5 metro areas with the largest decrease. Now, this was surprising to me because I didn't expect to see decreases anywhere. You know, what we've seen in many cases is rents going up, you know, from data and just from people's experience, like talking about rents are increasing, investors, so on and so forth. So I was surprised to see any type of decrease, to be fully honest with you. And so I'll tell you more about my thoughts on that after we get through these five. So these are the five metro areas with the largest annual rent decrease. So Memphis, Tennessee is number one. The median rent at the end of 2021 was $1,800. And the median rent at the end of 2022 was $1,695. So the rent decrease was 5.8%. Next is Port St. Lucie, Florida. The median rent at the end of 2021 was $2,800. And at the end of 2022 was $2,650, which represented a 5.4% decrease. Then we got another area in Florida, which is interesting. So Cape Coral, Florida area, Fort Myers, Florida. I guess those are in the same metro area. So the median rent at the end of 2021 was $4,000. The median rent at the end of 2022 was $3,795. So that was a 5.1% decrease in Florida again. So Palm Bay, Florida area, the median rent at the end of 2021 was $2,300. Median rent at the end of 2022, $2,200. So that was a 4.3% decrease. And then Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona, Chandler, Arizona metro area, the median rent at the end of 2021 was $2,350. The median rent at the end of 2022, $2,300, which is a decrease of $50 and 2.1%. All right, so you might be thinking a lot of things after seeing these numbers. There are some takeaways and context that I want you to think about, right? So it's important to stay on top of these type of trends when you are investing. Now, whether you invest locally or out of state, whether the median price of rent for your asset class, if it's single family, if it's multifamily, whether it's increase or decrease, what you need to do is make sure you can still reach your goals. You can still get your return. You can still cash flow. And what you'll find as you do more research is not only are there trends in metro areas, there's trends in the cities as well. So certain parts of town might rent for more than other parts of town. Similarly, certain parts of town might be more expensive than other parts of town. So this is why it's incredibly important to do your numbers, right? What is your mortgage, taxes, and insurance going to be? What is your maintenance going to be? Your property management, if you have a property manager? What type of cash flow do you want? What kind of return on your money do you want? These are all the numbers you need to look at, regardless of if the rent is trending $50 up, $200 down, whatever it is. You can still figure out a way to succeed regardless of what the numbers I just shared with you. And, you know, some of the decreases, right? You're talking about 50 bucks. You're talking about, you know, 100 bucks. You know, I didn't see any drastic decreases. The greatest decreases might've been like $150, right? And so, you know, these are things to keep in mind, but again, it's the median. It's literally the middle number. Doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't or can't invest in any of these areas. Depending on your goals, your price points and things of that nature, these actually might be good markets for you to invest in, depending on what your goals are. So, you know, one thing as well I want to talk about is creativity. Creativity is always going to win in these days, whether prices are up, whether prices are down. It's important to be creative with how you acquire deals, how you structure deals. You know, you may want to consider doing things like taking over somebody else's mortgage. You might want to consider doing things like seller financing. You just got to figure out the best strategy for you to use, right? And, you know, again, this study is only talking about single family homes. A lot of people want to do multifamily, whether they're house hacking, living in one unit, renting out the other, or whether they're just renting the whole thing out. So these numbers may not matter as much to you. And some other things for context that was shared in the article is that in many places, it's cheaper to rent a single family home than buy, you know, with the interest rates. The interest rates are still relatively high, and a lot of prospective buyers are not actively in the market because of the interest rates. They're priced out. And so that's data you want to look at on a local level where you invest at, because there is still, in many cases, a pool of renters, a large pool of renters in a lot of these cities. Not just the ones that we've talked about here, but wherever you might want to invest, right? So, you know, I wouldn't let these kind of numbers discourage you. I think it's always interesting for informational purposes. And, you know, I'm always going to share with you guys like these different articles so you're exposed to as much information as possible. But this type of information should not discourage you from investing in real estate, right? You still should be looking and considering different investment opportunities, regardless of what an article like this says, right? So, you know, the areas where rent has increased significantly, you may want to keep your eyes on those areas. Those may be areas that you want to consider investing in. And hopefully hearing this inspires you to do some investigation and look into, you know, if these markets might be places where you want to invest, particularly those where the rents have increased quite a bit. And honestly, again, like the decreases from, in my opinion, they're not, I mean, you still could, let's say, for example, right, Memphis, they said the median rent was $1,800 and the median at the end of 2021, at the end of 2022, the median rent was $1,695. Let's say the area you want to invest in, things are renting for like around $1,700. I mean, it's $100, right? It's possible to still find a deal, even if you have to rent at that lower price point. And again, this is why you have to research in the city. Like, don't just take what I'm saying in this study, in this article. This is bite-sized information. You can actually go on Zillow, Redfin, whatever other website and see what the rents actually are, right? What the numbers are you're actually seeing. And as simple as looking at a homes for rent, filtering for homes for rent, looking at different neighborhoods, seeing what the prices are and things like that. And you might find that they're different from what you see here, right? This is just a small sample size and it's just the median. All right. So another interesting thing from the article is they shared that renting a 3-bedroom home in many cases around the country is more affordable than owning a 3-bedroom home. You know, again, a lot of people are priced out of the market right now and will continue to rent. Those who have families may not necessarily want to be inside of an apartment. They might want to rent a house while they figure out how to buy a house, right? So, you know, again, this is not to discourage you. This is actually to encourage you to do research, encourage you to understand the market trends in the city that you live in or want to invest in, you know, understand the different neighborhoods, what the prices are, what the rents are, and you got to keep running your numbers. I'm on the market right now. I'm under contract right now. And it has to work. The numbers have to work for you to even see the property, right? So it's something I'm going to keep hammering home to y'all. Like you got to make, real estate is not an emotional thing. Real estate is a business that is objective. It's based upon the numbers that are on the paper, what you're able to calculate, the return, all those things. That's the bottom line, right? So always focus on that. Don't let articles discourage you. Use them for the information you need. Do your research and you'll be all set. All right. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree with this. Let me know what your thoughts are on some of these markets or if these are some markets you plan to invest in. Thank you again for watching. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, share. If you're on audio, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. All of that is free and it helps us out a whole lot. So thank you all so much for watching and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.